All right, man. First episode of All of the Above, the test run. We out here. We just going to see how this thing work out for the first time, man. Yep. We ain't got time, but, you know, we coming soon.
Yep, coming soon. Flight White, Ron Hemp, we here.
So yes, sir.
Giving y'all some good content, some real authentic. No, like, you know, no talking head BS. So, we straight
and,
with it.
And that's off the top of the dome. We got our subjects, but we going to go right. And Shannon or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Where they go over what they're gonna say. I don't know what this man about to say. So we freestyling, but you know, we got our own opinions, and it's basically we're gonna be bringing the Twitter conversations and barbershop talk to, you know, a podcast, you know, but we're gonna be talking about, just like the podcast says, all of the above. We're talking about sports, all the sports, social. Yep. Going on social media, pop culture, views, everything, man, everything. So, man, without further ado, let's get started.
Let's get it. So, of course, we're going to talk about, you know, the most recent event, the NBA championship, the finals, something you know about. So,
a little bit.
You know what I mean? So, go ahead.
I mean, honestly, man, I think this year, I mean, with everything that's going on, that bubble was a big success, man.
Right.
That was a big success. Especially with you looking at what's going on in these other sports that's getting all these COVID, positives and all this stuff. It's a big success for them, man. They had no positive things, and the quality of play was great.
Right.
You know, quality of play was great. But, yeah, man, it was dope, man.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't know why other, like, leagues didn't follow suit. I guess they was too stubborn about it, but I felt like it was, like you said, it was a success. No positive tests. It was a good atmosphere despite the circumstances, but I think it was a huge success.
Man, it's impossible to do it with football. See, football and baseball got so many players.
True.
That it's a little harder. But let me tell you what my idea for football was. My idea is that they took every conference, right? So you got to, like, say that's NFC East. So you take the NFC East, right?
Right.
And you put one location. Let's say we put everybody in Dallas.
Right.
Or wherever. Everybody stay in the hotels, and every team has a hotel or whatever. Everybody plays in one place. You know what I'm saying? And the teams come there, but they can't leave their bubbles and stuff. That's the only way you can do it, by conferences. But the four teams stay in a certain place. They don't leave out of that place.
Right.
That's the only way to do it, really, to me. Other than that, you're gonna have positive tests. Dudes still out here living.
Right, that's true. They getting it in, especially like in the A.
Man, look, if you in Atlanta, man, it's 60 some dudes on the team, ain't including the staff. Somebody gonna get a positive test, man.
Somebody gonna sneak out and try to get some, you know, like a Lou Will, get them wings or
something.
Smoke some hookah, something.
Houston, I live in Houston. Houston's wide open.
Oh yeah, I know.
Wide open. I went out this weekend. It's wide open.
Yeah. My cousin has the address every Sunday. So, yeah.
it's impossible not to get, you know, caught up. So, but, yeah, the NBA did it right, man. NBA did it right. Now it's interesting to see what they're going to do moving forward. Like, when they're going to start the season.
Right.
Like, what they're going to do far as, like, you know, are they going to do the bubble again? I mean, they probably going to have to, you know what I'm saying, with more teams. I mean, it's interesting, but I think they can still pull it off. I think they're going to have to do it where you take they're going to have to shorten the season, and they're going to have to take breaks. So they might have a three-month break, like a month break or something, then 3 months. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to have breaks for guys to see their families.
Right. I agree. Shout out to Adam Silver, man. He the best commissioner in all professional sports. So, he did his thing. So, of course, the Lakers, you know, they won. Do you think it's the hardest championship, given the circumstances? Or I know they didn't play like a top opponent, but.
No, I mean, you never know who you're going to play. That's not what it's about. Because the year I won that championship with the Spurs, we played LeBron and them. And we 4-0'd them, and that was just an easy opponent. But it's always hard to win a championship, bro. There's so many things that can happen.
Right.
People don't understand the adjustments and how hard it is to go from, like, you might win the first game and how easy it is for a series to change like that.
Yeah.
Not with injuries or nothing, just like adjustment somebody can make and just change the whole outcome of a series, man. I remember I was when I was playing in San Antonio that year, our first round, we had Denver, right?
Yeah, that was tough.
We played home first game against Denver. AI, Melo, and them, they beat us the first game.
Right. They both had 30 plus.
they beat us. Hey, look. Pop made adjustments. It was over. We won four straight.
Right.
We won four straight games. Like, that's how a series can go. Like, you don't understand the adjustments you can make. It could be something very subtle, like playing a zone, playing a certain guy against a certain guy. It's all about, like, the matchups. And is your coach good enough to make the proper adjustments in this way?
Yeah, I think Frank Vogel, he won't get his credit for winning it, but I think he did a pretty good job of just, like, making changes on the fly, whether if it was setting JaVale down or starting Caruso or even changing – Dwight Howard and JaVale back and forth. I thought he did a pretty good job just with that part. But he coached his ass off. So like I said, he won't get the credit for it, but he did his thing.
Yeah, I mean he did a good job. I mean, in the NBA, once you got guys like AD and LeBron and Rondo, guys that can and veterans on your team that you don't have to say a lot to. They already know what to do, especially if you're in a series and you have a game plan. Y'all know what to do. But managing personalities, managing minutes, managing, like, telling the guy, hey, man, you might not play right now. You know, JaVale and Dwight play against the Rockets. You got to chill, like, serious for you. And having guys, you know, be able to go to guys like that, that's a big thing. And then don't underestimate those assistants, man, because assistants are the dudes that are talking to dudes all the time.
The gym staff is crazy.
Yeah. Phil Handy, all them dudes, like, those guys, Miles Simon, all those guys are the guys that's talking to them more than the coach. Hey, yo, calm down. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't underestimate those guys because the assistants is the ones that really are involved with the players every day.
Yeah, Phil Handy, like, he liked the championship whisperer. He got, you know, 3-5. He's
a dope. Honestly, he's the best out there as far as individual, like, skill. Mm-hmm.
Facts.
You don't have enough time to get better during the season, but he does a good job with guys. And another thing about him, I like trainers that can actually do the shit that they.
Yeah.
He can do everything. He shows you some shit, and he can do everything he's showing you.
Yeah.
It's not a bunch of he'll do some ball handling shit to get your handles right, but he don't do a bunch of stuff that's ineffective that you can't use. You know what I'm saying? That's the best guy in the league right now. Him and God, Gosh, good too.
Yeah, I know God did a lot of good work with, like, Trey Burke and them guys. So, I mean, it's like Luka and Trey, point guards, their game is going to different levels, but it's like put two and two together. It's like God, Sham God, Darryl Armstrong. It's like, you know, point guard. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I know Bron, I ain't going to get on the Bron because, you know, it's like everybody is talking Jordan versus Bron versus Kobe versus Kareem. It's just like it's over. We know Bron's legacy's been cemented. So I want to bring AD. Like, as far as AD, like, his legacy, where do you think he is now on, like, the Mount Rushmore, like, power forwards?
To me, it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this ain't the put up against anybody in the championship to me. Like, but to me, it's too early still. I think he has a little bit more. He has a lot more time, actually. He's still young. He has a lot more time. And in the veteran years, is what's going to really show you how great he is. When he's not as athletic as he was younger, can his game still translate and do other things to him still affect the game, like a KG? When he got older, it was affecting the game. He felt in range, defensively, talking, everything. He still was the anchor of them Celtics teams. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I think as he gets older, it will really tell more of the tale. But, you know, to me, Tim Duncan and KG are, like, other guys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, one A, one B to me. I'm a bigger Tim Duncan fan. But,
you
know, it's hard. You know what? It's crazy. Like, I get mad at Kendrick Perkins sometimes because he be on TV just talking crazy, especially when it comes to LeBron. I be getting mad at him sometimes. But then I realize, like, he played with LeBron. So, see somebody up close every day, it gives you a different perspective of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and even with, like, Perk.
Huh?
Like, well, Perk played AAU with him. So, you know, he's been playing with Bron since he was 16.
you biased. You automatically biased. Yeah. So like I see Tim, like I don't think like I can't see nobody being better than Tim Duncan at the position because I've seen it every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have a different view on Ginobili. Like I think he's like a god. Like because I've seen this stuff too every day. So it's like people, if you don't see that every day, you don't have the same appreciation for him.
Right. Shout out to Perk. You know, he be getting a lot of flack on the Twitter world or even on TV, but man, he's so entertaining. So he got a show coming down soon. So I already know it. So Jimmy Butler, he's certified in my opinion. I mean, I might be a little premature, but I was looking at his like accolades and numbers comparing them to like Reggie Miller, Rich Richmond, those guys. But he's on the Hall of Fame path to me. I just think this is like the icing on the cake just to show like how good he is given to how people was talking about him before.
I think he's in that area, like a Mitch Richmond. Mm-hmm. He's like on that tier. Like he's not a superstar, he's on tier. But what makes him so great is his heart and his will. Like that's what separates him. And then he's always gonna keep on fighting, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No matter what. His game is and he's always been like that. You know, he wasn't a highly rated recruited dude coming out of high school. He's from Houston, matter of fact. Wasn't a highly recruited, draft pick. He wasn't a high draft pick. So he's just a guy who, you know, comes in and fights, works hard, and he's gotten better and better. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want in the league, man. I mean, really, when you're in the league, ain't nothing else to do but get better if you're willing. You know what I'm saying? That's how everybody should be. Everybody should get better when given the time.
Yeah, man, his game is like he went from like 15th man to like the man. So like he got it out the mud. Like even in Chicago, like he's got better. Like every time he got a chance, he showed up and showed out. So it's just dope to see him like, you know, get it out the mud and just kind of be where he is now.
For sure.
So but like Miami, you know, they got a lot coming back. They got some, you know, Pat Riley, like Jalen Rose called the Miami Mafia. They always got some kind of trick up their sleeve with free agency. So do you think they can get a Giannis or a big star that can pair it with Jimmy?
Who the hell don't want to go to Miami?
I know. Okay. I'm just saying.
No state hat.
Right.
Living in Miami, I mean, you know when they be talking about the – see, this is my thing. I like to give it little inside scoops about some stuff. When they talk about the Miami culture.
Yeah.
So you know that. Like in Miami, like say you go work out for Miami for the pre-draft, you have to do like 17s. Like no other team does that. Like you have to do 17s and all these extra sprints and crazy stuff. Like when you play for them, they have all these like conditioning drills and stuff you have to do before you can play. Mm-hmm. Like they have all this crazy stuff they do, and it's because Pat Riley does. It's all Pat Riley.
Right.
And it's always been like that. So everybody who comes through there has to be on that time. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like really like the way they do it, they're the only team that does stuff like that. And it's like they keep it like it's like a family because supposed to be there forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of assistants was there forever before they had some guys, you know, get other jobs. But yeah, it's really like the Miami, they have a culture down there that's different from anybody else.
Yeah, like you said, their staff, they got, like, Anthony Carter, like, Chris Quinn. Shout out to Chris Quinn, Columbus, Ohio. Malik Allen, like, their staff is just, like, former Heat guys. So it's just like you said, like, you know, once you get in, part of the family.
Yeah, and it's really like – because UD, I guarantee you, UD, you know, Gator, my boy, my vet when I was in Florida, he for sure going to be in the organization when he's done, if he wants to. For sure, 100%. He good. You know what I'm saying? So they definitely have a different type of culture. It's more like a college culture there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's dope. But I can't see nobody not wanting to go down there if the situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't see Giannis leaving though, bro. I see it more of, somebody them trying to bring in to help. It's harder to get somebody walkie though, but I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that, like, places like that.
Yeah.
Because, dude, you're never there, really.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to live in Milwaukee in the offseason.
True. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna live in wherever you gonna live anyway. And then you ain't never, you really just, that's just a place for you to rest your head at when you're not practicing. You know what I'm saying? But
Right.
On the road and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't believe in that. I do believe it's a difference between organizations. Like, because different organizations handle business differently. Like, there's some organizations that's trash, bro. Like, are known trash. Like, they don't handle business correctly. Like, when I played in New York, bro, like, we come off the road. We come to the hotel on the road. There's Gatorades, cookies, and snacks every time, bro. Like, you come in the hotel lobby, there's cookies, everything right there, Gatorades, you taking them joints to the room. It's food. People don't even, like, when you go on the road, you ask your man, like, yo, what we doing? Yo, we going to eat? What we going to eat at?
Yeah.
Everybody going to eat at Del Frisco's. All right, let's go. We meet at Del Frisco's. But no matter what, there's dinner there for you if you want to go. They make sure dinner, breakfast, everything, they have all that stuff for you every time. Like, the Knicks was crazy with that type of stuff. Some organizations are better. Like, San Antonio, same thing. They had a whole meal plan after every pregame. They had everything. But some places ain't like that, man. Some places,
I can believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
I can believe it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why some of them teams never get out the, like, they never are good. And they never get the players. Or players don't want to stay because they don't get treated right.
I can see somebody like a Sacramento kind of being somebody like that. Even though they had good owners in the past, but I could just see them.
I feel like when the Maloofs was there.
Oh, my God.
I feel like when the Maloofs was there, it was pop.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they seem like the type of dudes that's going to go all out. Like a Mark Cuban. Like, Mark Cuban makes sure his players is taken care of. Like, he wants his players to have everything. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be the best. He wants to have the best of everything. But I can see Maloofs being like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got the flat screens in your locker and all that type of stuff. Like that should carry weight.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. So that's crazy to even think of that.
But like, I'm gonna tell you how much stuff like that carry weight. What do you think was the biggest factor of some of the kids going to University of Cincinnati in my era and before?
Wish I had some of my hands, some Jordans. Jordan brand. Jordans.
Like, kids, I know for a fact dudes signed over other schools because they wore Jordans, bro.
Bro, I went there. I went to UC for Jordans. I wasn't even an athlete. Like, bro, I ain't know my major or nothing, but I was like, I just want to see some Jordans. The five is my favorite. Like, wasn't an athlete, but I just wanted to see the Jordan, that jump man.
I literally went to, on my recruiting visit, the trainer came over to me and handed me a Jordan book, like, here, this is what we're getting, these are the shoes we're getting, you can just order whatever shoes you want out here. I was like, what? And I remember getting there, and the first day I got there, I had like three boxes in my locker. That was a big deal, dog.
What? I think that killed UC basketball. From the switching to Jordan to Adidas to Under Armour, like.
Well, now they have a situation where they have all, like, their whole school is sponsored by Under Armour, so there's nothing they can do. Cause I asked them about that.
Yeah.
You know, and now you see me talk about Twitter all the time. That's my goal. Ultimate goal today is to be the UC basketball coach, and we're gonna bring back Jordan. Wherever I go, eventually I'm gonna bring back Jordan. We're gonna have Jordan, and they ain't gonna be the teams or shit. We gonna have the retros on.
Man, the best. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you on Jordan, like, if your school's on Jordan, why are you wearing team Jordans?
That's how they do now, bro.
That's like, they're sick.
Bringing out the with them, you know, the 35, 34s. They wear. I don't even know if they wear them.
Man, that's terrible.
Them joints is kind of fresh, but
yeah.
If I'm the coach, I'm hitting up somebody. You know, Jamal Lucas.
Yeah,
I'm a Bearcat. We work with Jordan.
Right.
Yo, man, we gotta get these retros popping in all colors. Let's get it.
Cause I mean, like, when y'all played, it was like, Chad Moore and Fires, Fours, E Hicks and 13s. But it's like, now it's like, what are you wearing? Like, what are those? Like,
nobody. That's not a factor. Put it like this. that's not a factor anymore. Them shoes, like that can, that's not a selling point.
Right.
And it used to be like a big selling point, like really. Like I know that for sure. But that stuff like that, players think about stuff like that. They care about stuff.
Right. So even like, all right, I was always curious about that. I heard about the Jordan room. Was that a real thing?
I don't know about a Jordan.
Okay, like, whatever, like whatever, a vault. Like a vault of Jordans is just like
they had to have a thing of Jordans because I'm telling you, like we have our shipments. You order from a book, you order like I'm on these and these, and joints are beat. And you sometimes you wouldn't order like sometimes we got the team joint. Like there's some one joints we got. They were like team. You know the joint that had the Jordan like written on the bottom of them.
They were
all right. People wore them. They were bad ones, but. I mean, I never wore them. I always wore retros. But you have Jordans just in your locker sometimes. Sometimes they just be in your locker without ordering them. So they had to have like a vault or something. But that's like this, in the league, it's the same thing. All the players are sponsored by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, it's a room with everybody's shoes. Like say Melo right there, he got all his shoes right there. All his shoes, all these different colors. Anytime he want to get a new pair of shoes, he just go in there and get his box and go. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, it's got to be something like that.
Man, that's because like I had help with the kid, like you know, recruiting in football or not. So we were at Michigan and they got the Jordan deal, so they had like inviting the kids, like, hey, come. They was doing like a photo shoot for them to take pictures, and they all like, come over here. And I'm over there. I'm a big Ohio State fan. I'm like, I ain't going over there. So I like look and I'm like peeking. I'm like, wait a minute. What are all those? It was like mainly like 11s, nothing too crazy. But they had like Jordan 1 cleats, Jordan 11 cleats. But it was just dope. And I was just thinking, like, damn, I wonder if that was like at UC.
I don't know if they have it. They had it like that. They just give you the book. Here, throw you the book. Which
I couldn't imagine.
Right.
Couldn't imagine. That's crazy.
Right. It was dope.
Definitely. Man, so. I know sports, it's like a crazy time with the pandemic. So, you know, it's just wild, like with sports related, like football. What do you think about like the positive COVID tests going on in the NFL? And basically, you think it'll be a stoppage or you think they'll keep playing?
I think this is going to keep on and stuff. I don't think the Super Bowl going to be when it's supposed to be. I think everything's getting pushed back. Right. I just think move the games and stuff like that. As long as it's not a super outbreak where it's like five or six teams where they all them dudes can't play, they're just going to keep moving the games because they can't – they need to play the games for TV and revenue and all that kind of stuff. And if they stop the game, it'll like completely stop the league, it'll mess it up. So I think they'll just postpone games if it's too many. Like Tennessee Titans, they had too many people.
Right, you know? True.
So like I think it's just going to be like that. But you saw New England play. One dude – Show must go on.
Right.
They gotta get this bread, so they ain't stopping for one dude. They gonna stop for multiple dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Elijah Goodell, like Vince McMahon, so he know he about that bag. So it's gonna be football.
I don't think they should. Honestly, they shouldn't even be playing football.
Oh no!
But you see, football a different breed, man. Like you can't go out there without practicing properly and training. And preparing yourself properly in football. And you see how many injuries is happening this year.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's too many, it's because they ain't like they've been talking about cutting out preseason for forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now they're basically there's no preseason and basically no training. You see all the injuries. First of all, football's been terrible as far as defense. Defense has been the worst
horrible
ever. Like
horrible
preparation and stuff like that. But injuries crazy. Some of the best players in the league is hurt, man, because that no preparation, man. They ain't got their bodies right to play, and that's like the biggest downfall. I think I don't think they played at all, honestly. But I ain't mad at it though. I'm glued.
And like you said, some like nagging injuries, like hamstrings, ankles. Yeah. Just like I think in like college, it was like maybe not college, but NFL might have been like 3 or 4 ACLs in a day. Just like I know Bosa, Saquon Barkley, like.
Man, Von Miller, all of them.
Yeah, like, Von Miller.
I tell my son all the time, I say, man, every game, each team got at least one dude that's out for the season. Every game.
Yep.
Somebody the season. You know what I'm saying? Football's crazy, man. That's why they don't have the guaranteed contract, but that's also why you gotta get your money when you're supposed to get your money.
You know, speaking of that, Dak, and I felt so bad because, you know, he was trying to get his bag and he was getting criticized or he's being greedy. Now he knows his worth. So it's just, it sucked to see him like get injured in that situation, knowing he had a big payday coming. I mean, he still might get it. He is going to get it because he's, you know, a top quarterback, but it just sucked to see like the Cowboys, basically the Cowboys won in that situation.
I have a bittersweet feeling about this because I'm a Cowboy fan. Mm-hmm. So it sucks to see your starting quarterback go down.
Right.
I was never like, I mean, I can't blame Jerry Jones. I got to blame more of Dak than Jerry Jones and his representative.
Oh, yeah, true.
He was given an offer. He wanted more. He wanted less years. He was given $1 million offer for 5 years. He wanted less years.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you signed a contract. Like, yeah. You didn't sign it. Think about this. What if he would have held out right now? There'd probably be 0-5 or whatever.
And they'll be paid.
They'll be needing them right now.
That's like Emmitt did that.
They'll be signing them quick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you know the turf, like, don't let them hold you. Like,
true.
Get out. You know what I'm saying? Football ain't the game to be trying to, like, out of all the games, football ain't it. Like, it can happen moment, bro. Like, and you the quarterback. So, news is always at your head. Your offensive line sucks. Your best offensive lineman retired. Yeah. Other ones out for the season. Like, you've got a bunch of makeshift dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You gambling with your livelihood.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to be – I mean, I understand it because you still want to play. It's what you do for a living. You want to
play. Right. Like, Le'Veon. I think what Le'Veon did, it kind of bit him in the back, like on the back end. But he showed us, like, you know, I want my money. Like,
He did.
He did. He reset the market. To me, like, after he did that, he reset the running back market. Like, Zeke got paid. Like, Kamara got a bag. I think that wouldn't happen if Le'Veon didn't do what he did.
But see, the problem with Dak was you giving me this money, but I want a shorter-term deal because the market's going to go up.
Right.
And it did because you saw Deshaun Watson. He got paid crazy. It's always going to go up, though.
Yeah, right.
But if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's still young. You telling me in 5 years, if you're not on the trajectory, if you don't keep going up like that, the next contract you're not going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. I mean, really though, you're going to get the money if you do what you're supposed to do, if you're betting on yourself. But at the same time, you got that guaranteed bread though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like that's the whole thing about the league. You want to get the guaranteed bread.
Right, I need
that's the NBA is guaranteed. The NFL, man, that shit's shaky.
Yeah, gladiator sport.
Shaky, man. I don't know how they do it, man. Because I be looking at dudes just running. They just running into each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
It don't and take I, much to hurt.
Right.
It don't take much.
And I be telling, I mentor a lot of kids that play like college football or that want to go to the league. I be like, hey, man, y'all got that. It's a whole different ball game. This ain't just gonna be like, you know, all willy nilly and you gonna come in and be Odell and make all this money up front. Like, you gotta earn it.
And first of all, it's easier to get to the NFL
because
it's more. Because in the NFL, in football, if you're an athlete, if you're an elite athlete, they'll find somewhere to put you.
Oh yeah, in fact,
you don't have like a special skill set in the NFL. I mean, it's certain positions where cornerback and quarterback is that you have to have a special skill set. But if you're a safety or if you're a linebacker and you might be too small, but you're an athlete, they'll move you to safety. They get you there.
Yeah,
if you're not good enough a corner, they'll move you to wide receiver. They'll find somewhere to push you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's such a so many play, man. Down here in Texas.
Oh yeah, I know.
These boys down here, see, I went to the barbershop the other day. I'm in the barbershop. And these dudes, everybody that come in here is talking about the high school game that's about to happen.
Man, yeah,
they don't, y'all know, shut up, you know, shut up, we about to play. And everybody talking about the players and stuff. I'm like, y'all are disinvested in high school football?
Yeah, bro, it's crazy down there. So I lived down there for 4 years, so I know, like, it get wild. Like, shut the city down. Like, cop the whole, like, the whole nine. Like, shut the traffic lights off. The whole everything.
So the school my son go to, he it's called Shuttle Creek. They won his 5A states last year. They only been a school for 4 years. This is their first four. This class coming in is the first full, you know, 4 year joint. So they won a states 5A. So now they won a 6A. But last year I went to a game, right? I went to one of their games. I got there at like in the first half. And they was up like 72-6 or something like that. I'm like, no. And they was playing in a stadium. They don't even play at their school. They play.
Oh yeah, stadium. I believe it.
I'm like, they on some other stuff down here, bro. That's not they in 6A now. They 0-2.
That's crazy. Because I know, like, when I was down that way, like, we lived in College Station, but like,
okay,
we had family in Houston, so we was in H-Town every weekend because there was nothing right to do there. So like, we was trying to go see Katie play,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, yeah, you gotta get on the wait list, like 2 year list. I'm like, what?
2 year?
Something crazy like that. This is like right after Andy Dalton left, so they was like popping. So yeah, it was just like, it's just a whole different world down there. Like, I know when the Super Bowl happened in Dallas, I think the Packers was practicing at the high school. Something crazy. It's like,
yeah, it's different down here for sure. It's different down here.
That's crazy. Your son in high school. That's That's wild.
That's showing my age, but yeah, I know you remember him when he was a he's a baby.
Man, what?
Grown man now.
That's I'm gonna tell a funny, crazy story that nobody know. You probably don't remember it. So when Lil J was born, he was coaching our intramural team, the basketball team.
I don't remember that.
It was everybody from Columbus, bro. It was crazy. But you brought Lil J to our game while he was holding him while he was coaching us. It was crazy. We was cold. We didn't win the championship, but we had the best team probably at UC intramural history. Shout out to Pooh, Stephon Dunn, and Jizzle. So, but yeah,
those my guys.
Yeah, it was cool, man. That's crazy. Time you really flying.
Lying, bro.
So fat. Back to the NFC East. In your area, the Washington football team. Dog, they
bums.
Terrible.
They all bums, but
yeah.
Bums. If we lose to them, I said if we lost to the Giants this week, I was done, but if we lose to the Washington bums, or football team, whatever you want to call them, but yeah, they trash.
Man, it's just like, I know the whole Dwayne Haskins thing the writings was on the wall because Ron Rivera brought his quarterback with him. So it's just like you knew what was going to happen.
But what is he going to do? Who are
nothing.
They have no weapons. They got that one dude. What's his name? The number 17.
McLaurin, Terry McLaurin.
He's good. Well, he went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Look at you. But he good. And he's been like the most consistent player, but other than that, they don't have nothing.
Nobody. So it's like, how can you expect Dwayne Haskins to? Yeah, like Dwayne Haskins had more talent around him in college. Like, how can y'all expect him to even succeed on the next level, like against pros?
No weapon. Will let him develop and let him take his bumps, and then because the same thing will happen. You saw it. Like, the same thing will happen. They put the other dude in, he wasn't nothing, and the other. And Alex Smith.
Man, what?
You out there with a whole peg leg. You want a man with one leg to go out there, and your offensive line ain't nothing. So right. We're like, what? You can't escape the pocket. There's nothing he can do. This is a dead man back there. So
and
it's like.
That's why they risk his life so he can win the Comeback Player of the Year award. It's like, man, this man playing against Aaron Donald. Like, that's like, why would you do that? That's like going in traffic. You're going to get hit.
It's going to get spooky for them. It's going to. They starting the Island kid this week though, right?
Yeah, he's terrible. So he was terrible at Texas A&M. So he was just like, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, sports and music is like synonymous. So you know, Drake said that in the song. So thank me later, whatever. But what you listening to now?
Oh man, you know I'm the R&B king. So I'm listening. You know, I'm always in the R&B bag. But as far as rap and stuff, I'm heavy money, man. You know that. Be heavy money. That's about it. And I mean, I listen to all the new stuff that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Baby, Yeah, he been cooking. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's really all. I listen to Sada. But I listen to more old Sada than the new stuff he been putting out. But
yeah.
Money Man Heavy. And then the rest is just R&B stuff, man. All old school, basically R&B.
Right. Yeah, Money Man, he's been his bag, like.
That's the guy.
My dog. He be going crazy. So it's just like, I got like a Money Man notification. He get the song come out. I'm like, doo-doo. I'm hitting you up like, hey, listen to that.
Yeah, so, always inform me, yep.
So like Money Man, Sada, you know, I'm by the D. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm just like All-Star JR, Sada, Drago, Bino. And then that new 21 Straight.
I heard a little bit of it. I haven't
really get into him like that, but it was all right.
I gotta give that the gym test. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I gotta get him listen to that in the gym. See if it worked. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get out a test tomorrow. I listen to that. Let's try that 21 tomorrow.
Yeah, it was straight. I mean, you know, his beats be crazy. So like, yeah. I thought it was dope. Yeah, Metro. They had Morgan Freeman narrating it. So I thought that was crazy.
Oh,
it kind of threw me off. I mean, I'm like, did I put the wrong? Like, what is this? And I hear him talking. Like, wait a minute, what?
I got to. Oh, he made it big time now. There.
Yeah. So he there. So yeah. I mean, other than that, like, I've listened to some crazy music. So like, I just really like the lyricism part is cool. Like, I like Griselda, them guys.
Yeah,
they hard. I just sit down and really.
I ain't never in a sit down position to listen to stuff like that no more.
Yeah, me neither.
Like in college, it was more like I had more time to sit back and listen to lyrics. But back then, though, it was more about the lyrics and stuff like right. that. I ain't gonna be nowhere where I'm sitting down, like really trying to break down bars and like, you know what I'm saying? My only time I do that is in battle rap. If yeah. I watch them. Like, I'm really breaking down stuff, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I ain't trying to sit there. I'm going to give me something that's going to get me going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't really trying to hear that. Plus, the stuff, take me away from my real life. I don't want
to. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That I really ain't doing, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, I'm really not trapping, but I want to hear about. I'm really not scamming, but I want to hear about how that go. Give me that money, man. That's what I want
to hear. Exactly. Man, I need to hear about some CPN 6s and SunTrust and
well, yo, how many ATMs get up today? You know
exactly.
What I'm
like I be wanting to hear, like you say, I don't want to hear about my daily life. I want to be in like a fantasy world. Like if I'm listening to Dolph or Gucci, old Gucci, not really new Gucci, but like Dolph, I want to be in that mode. Like, all right, like I'm going to the work. I want to feel like I'm going to club, I'm going to work, but
right.
Just put me in that mode.
Exactly. We on the same page.
Yeah. So I think like I don't know, if something new come out, you know, I'm gonna let you know if I hear some fire.
You my music plug.
For sure. Yeah, that's like my dream job, man, a trap rep A&R. So, you know, somebody out there, holler at your boy.
No. Yeah.
So boxing, Tank Davis got a fight coming up.
I'm going. I'm actually gonna be there.
Oh,
yeah, Leo Santa Cruz, San Antonio. I'm
gonna take
that little, I'm gonna take that drive down there. I got
it.
That ain't nothing. I'm going to that. But this weekend we actually have Vasily Lomachenko versus Teofimo Lopez, and that's a big fight. That's
yeah, right.
35. Ooh, it's gonna be a barn burner. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how much you into the boxing like that.
I mess with boxing.
But that fight right there is big time. It has a lot of ramifications involved for both fighters. Because if Loma wins, he's basically undisputed, unified champion. And if Teofimo wins, he's a young dude that's coming up. But I think he's going to move up. I think he's too big for the weight division. So he's going to go to 140 after if he wins. Win or loses. But if Lomachenko wins, he up there. I mean, you got to start, you know, he already ranked pound for pound. He going to be sick. He really got it. Because this young dude, Lopez, is like that. So that's a big fight. You got it.
Now go ahead, my bad.
Got that fight coming up. You got the Tank Davis fight after that. Then you got Danny Garcia and Earl Spence coming up. Mm-hmm. What else you got? Man, it's a couple other ones. Devin Haney fighting. Damn, I forgot who he fight. And then Terrence Crawford fighting. So it's some good fights coming up. What's up, big fella? Your phone is in it. I put it in the kitchen area. Beat it. So yeah, some good fights coming up, man. Like boxing is in a good spot. Right. Part of stuff going on right now. Boxing is good. It is in good hands right now because they got a lot of young lions out there.
Right. A lot of and the guys just kind of like not old, but like the Sean Porters of the world. Like those guys are like they're not all the way like washed yet, but you know it's just good to see the like you said the young dudes come in and you know make a name for themselves.
You just saw the Charlo came through
last
week. Both of them put up great performance. So they have a lot, you know, they looking for the big fights now. You know, you got the older ones, you know, he's looking, still trying to find Canelo. The younger one has a lot. He's in a good spot because he's unified now. He has a lot of dudes in his division that fight. So, I mean, I'm looking for big things from them too, but the lower division at 147, Earl Spence, all them guys down there, Danny Garcia.
Yeah, they get busy.
Your boy from Ohio. Boy name. The wild man.
Broner.
Huh?
No.
I don't even talk about Broner. No,
I'm about to say. Sean Porter.
Yeah, Sean Porter.
Yeah.
All them dudes in there, man. Ugas, they got a lot of dudes in that 147. Right. So that's the division. That and the 135 is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I like boxing. Like, you know, we was growing up, it was like heavyweight, heavyweight, heavyweight. But now it's like the, you know, the 135 to 147, a little bit higher than that. They've been like the, you know, the cream of the crop in boxing.
154, what's crazy? The one that Charlo's in, the younger, the smaller Charlo. That's a crazy division, man. Man, boxing's in good hands, man. When the fans come back, it should be even better when they get the fans back because, you know, the heavyweights, you know, they rely on the fans. The gates be a little bigger, especially with the UK, the Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury, the two names, and they bring in 90,000 people.
Right. You know?
They fight each other. If they fight each other, it's going to be in England. It's going to be 120,000 people fans, man. So it's like you can't make those fights without fans because it's a different atmosphere with the fans. So it's you're gonna have to hold on it off on that. It's crazy. Right.
So you think is this like a make or break fight for him? Where do you think he go after this?
First of all, it's too big. He had to move up. So he's gonna move up anyway, because he's killing himself trying to make that weight. But he's not big enough to fight at the 140s. Like
right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a tweener because he's small still, but he's big. He's like a big dude. So this is a big fight for him, but I think this guy he's fighting, Leo Santa Cruz, is like tailor-made for him. The way he fights is tailor-made. Only thing is, Leo Santa Cruz throws a lot of punches. Like, he's known to break CompuBox stats records. He's throwing punches around. He throws a bunch of punches. That's what he does. But he has that Mexican style where he's coming forward, throwing a bunch of punches. You know what I'm saying? They don't be like cracking. You know what I'm saying? They ain't hard, crazy punches, but he's busy all the time. But I think Tank, you know, with his boxing ability, I think he's in great shape right now. So, I mean, this is his biggest test. So,
yeah, right.
We got to see what he made of. I think he's going to come out on top. I think he's going to stop. Honestly.
And them busy fighters, the busy fighters can fool the judges, though. They can just, you know, they punching all match. It's just like they get the score.
They used to get AB problems. Your man because he's not busy. Because
Maidana.
He got all the skills in the world, but he don't throw enough punches.
Exactly.
Like to sit back, wait for the perfect punch, like the perfect setup joints and counter guys, but the other guys throwing the jab, more busy. He blocking. His punches are more effective, but the other guys throwing more.
Right.
So, I mean, but Tank is a more busy guy. He's a more, I'm trying to get you out of there type of dude.
Right, right.
You know, feels like. So, we're going to see. He's going to be good, though.
Yep. So, really our last segment, the, you know, the, I think it's going to be one of our favorites. The what are you on?
What is he on?
What is he on? So, you know, it's a lot going on in the sports, but, you know, certain things stood out not the best reason. So,
right.
I think the coach from Wichita State.
Name, but let me tell you something, man. He's tripping. What is he on?
What is he on?
It's been reported that dude has been putting his hands on the players, calling racial slurs, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. First of all, the racial slurs, that's okay. That's, of course, that's unacceptable. You don't know what you're going to hear.
Right.
I just, crazy stuff on the college basketball court. Never know racial slurs, though.
Right.
Putting the hands on people?
That's a whole nother level.
That's just crazy to me. That's crazy. And I've heard about other coaches doing stuff like that. I've actually seen it. But I always think it's the coaches do it to the people that they know they can do it to. You know what I'm saying? But it's still, it's crazy, man. Like, just imagine you got a son, right? He 18 years old. You send him off to college. And you think you send him to play basketball. And this coach is basically an extension of you. Right. And you find that out. You're supposed to be your son. He out here putting hands on you, man.
I'm going to be like Diddy with the weight in my hand going crazy.
like, what you really going to do? Like, man, I don't know what I'd do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'd do if I found that out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It depends on the situation. Like, I've seen a coach put hands on a player before. I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But I've seen it before. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a – he was wrong.
Yeah.
He was wrong. But I also seen that same coach because he was an intimidator type of guy. But
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I seen him turn down a fake a couple times. Turn out a couple fake. Them dudes that was coming at him was a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that. They know, like you said, they know who to pick and choose. And that's Greg Marshall we talking about. So he know who to mess with and who not to mess with. So
these coaches, man, it's crazy, man. Like us. These coaches get paid so much money, man. And like I said, they're extension of your family. They're supposed to be like the parents of these kids almost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if coaches look at it like that, but as a former player, I mean, you don't have nobody there for guidance every day. That's you're around these people all day long almost.
Yes.
You know, every day. And they're like the authority. You know what I'm saying? If you get in trouble at school, you fail a class, this is the guy you got to answer to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And this, like, everything that your parents would do, this is like the disciplinarian that you have now. So he's like your parents, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're not looking for that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I loved Hugs, bro, because Hugs, he'll cuss you out. He'll do all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you can always go to his office, and it's like he'll do anything in the world to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I always said the people he was closest to are the people that needed the most help.
That's deep.
You know, I wasn't close to Hugs. I actually talked to Hugs like a couple of weeks ago, talking about coming to West Virginia, hanging out with him. But I wasn't close to Hugs like some other dudes was. And the reason why is because I had a dad already, and he also was like, I did like the work he asked me to do. I used to do. I was a defender. Relate to stuff. I did what I was asked to do. I did it. So he never was like, I wasn't a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but the problem, he was, those are the guys he really connected with. You know what I'm saying? So it was like it was guys that he'd be like, man, why is he messing? This dude's a mess up. Like, he's a messing up all. But like, that's his man, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's his man. Because that's just, He bonds with those guys because he's helping them more. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. Like, he's really a people, like, he's really a player's coach. Like, no matter what, like, you don't take the shit he say personal. Like, you don't take it personal. It's like, oh, I really didn't. And you look at it like, I really didn't do what he told me to do.
Right,
like,
right.
He mad. He call me all the mother effort you want. Mm-hmm. I'm wrong at the end of the day. So that's how it was.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Coach Hugs, man. He, you know, Hall of Fame Hugs. So,
dope coach.
his legacy is cemented. Like, you know, they always give him flack, like, oh, he didn't make it out to Sweet 16 in Cincinnati and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, he changed every program he was a part of. I mean, look what he's doing in West V. Like, even he's been there for a while. And he, you know, he defeated that Kentucky team with John Wall and Boogie. So, like, put some respect on his name.
With less talent, though. This is the thing. He always, even when I played there, like, that first year I transferred to Cincinnati. I mean, that team was not talented, bro. They had Lenny Stokes was like the best player. Lenny was the best player on that team, and Lenny's a great player. But the rest of them dudes, thinking about it, they wasn't Max. Max was on the team. Max Hill was on the team, and he wasn't Max yet.
Right,
wasn't Max Hill. Eric Hicks was on the team. He was a freshman. They didn't have dudes, and they was like 19 and 12, but they made it to the tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that team wasn't talented, but he got the most out of his philosophy and the way he did things. No matter what players you got, you plug them into what he does, they're going to play hard, they're going to rebound, they're going to go hard for him, and they always going to win no matter what because how he does things. So he doesn't need the most talent. And if you put talent around him, you've seen that Cincinnati team that had all that talent. Mm-hmm. Kenny, DeMar Johnson, Kenny Satterfield.
Oh, my Steve, gosh.
All them dudes, man. Steve Logan coming off the bench. Like,
yeah.
That's a mob. They was running through.
Everybody.
Like there was no way nobody was gonna beat them in the NCAA tournament.
No.
But you see what happens when you put the talent around. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What he does, the rap. You know what I'm saying?
It's like how he turned West V to Press V. So you know they get up and down the court. Like he always got like a junkyard dog guard. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like you know Jerron Carter was that at West V. Jawan Staten was like that, and he had like those tough guards at Cincinnati, like you know Steve Logan. And like you said, Satterfield, Tony Bobbitt, like Phil Williams, Nick Williams, he was tough. So like, he always keep a stable of just like junkyard dogs in the backcourt.
Yeah, all the time. Right? And I think like if you look at his coaching tree, he keeps also good coaches. Around. Got Frank Martin now. He at South Carolina.
Yep.
Andy Kennedy, he was at Ole Miss for a minute. Now he's at UAB. Man, he's got good dudes around him that also like know what they're doing. So it's always like he surrounded himself with great coaches also. So those guys, shout out to those two coaches too, because they was like Eddie Kenny was my coach my senior year.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, that hurt, man. I'm still like sad that UC didn't make the tournament y'all senior year.
That was crazy.
Man, what?
That was crazy. That was crazy. That was the one. We was 8-8 in the Big East, bro. And like the 9 teams made it that year.
I know.
And that year was crazy in the Big East.
Yes. About
Villanova, who was crazy. Georgetown. Who
yes.
Then they had everybody.
Everybody.
And we was holding our own out there.
Yeah, y'all was tough.
With 6 scholarship dudes, man.
Yeah, y'all. Was Connor Barber playing on that team? Connor Barber. Lowe was sitting on the bench.
After Connor Barber. You know, all pro, Pro Bowl defensive end for the Eagles. Playing for us was our starting center.
You knew it, guarding Roy Hibbert.
Man, he didn't give us no love, man. I mean, Armin Kirkland tore his ACL.
That was tough.
Connecticut was crazy.
Yep.
Rudy A. Marcus Williams.
Mm-hmm.
All them dude Armstrong.
Yep. Josh Boone. Yeah, that's just like a travesty. Like I remember that day, like on Selection Sunday, the whole like air just left out of Cincinnati. It was like
I couldn't believe that, man. And like we really was like dogs that year for what we did because our team was trash. I mean, it wasn't trash, but we didn't have enough. Like we didn't have enough to be doing what we was doing.
Yeah. You was in your bag, man. You was unselfish before, but you know you had to.
Yeah, they had me get it in. The point my first 2 years, man.
Yeah, man. Hugs
had me out my first 2 year playing the point, so you know I couldn't really, you know. But AK, you know, what I'm saying we had no point. You know, we had no point guard like my first couple years. We did, but we had like. I mean, he was better for me to run the point, and then you know my senior year we brought Devin Downey in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Devin Downey, who was a dog, and yeah, I was able to move back to the 3. AK was like, you know what I'm saying? It's your show. Me and E. Hicks was just getting busy out there. Jihad, that's the big game. And Yeah, we get big. Armin was playing, man, Connecticut Gang when he tore his ACL.
I
was,
know.
He's had his best. His
he was smoking Rudy Gay.
Points in the first half. His best game, man, tore his ACL. His best game. I was sick for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that was just a bad memory, man. Sorry to bring it up, but I was just like, man, that was just, oh, man. Shout out to that's the last year on Jordan, right?
I
think it was, because Mick came after that, and that's when the shoe game went.
I didn't wear Jordans that year. I wore Nikes. I remember that I wore some the 24-17, what they called? The Huaraches.
Yeah.
Like the Huaraches. All year, I wore some black Huarache joints. I didn't have, I don't think we were joining that year. I think we had already lost it.
What year did you wear the 21s?
That was my senior year.
Okay.
But I think when Hugs left.
Oh, the brand left.
I think the brand, it might have been, I don't know. I think we still had the Jordan uniforms and stuff, but we wasn't getting the gear. Like, I got 21s from somebody. I believe I got some 21s from somebody. Somebody sent them to me. I didn't get school for sure. Man,
that was rough. Like when that Jordan brand left, it was just like,
whoo,
the whole was terrible.
It got spooky after that. It wasn't the same.
It was horrible. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, this is something we're gonna do and keep it going.
Yes,
All the Above podcast.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. Y'all gonna like the first guest we're gonna have on, man. I already got it confirmed and everything. Very special guest. One of my former teammates.
Yep.
He's a legend.
Big legend.
Not just for playing basketball, just a legend, man. So, I mean, y'all stay tuned for the announcement.
For sure. All right, we out.
Yes, sir.